For the longest time in my adult life, I have tried to avoid pharmacies. I don't like the thought of taking pills, but my doctor had me consider my health and finally convinced me to start a prescription. So every month I go out, pick up my pills so I can take one at the end of each day. This makes my doctor happy. I don't think much about the process that creates those pills. But I understand that somebody who doesn't know me has to care enough about me to do a lot of study and hard work that makes my simple trip down the street successful and prolongs my life like a miracle. When you consider the number of people taking the number of pills in our society, one of the most trusted individuals you'll ever meet is a pharmacist. At the wedding in Cana, the situation needing attention was an insufficient supply of wine. This was not a threat to good health. It was a threat to a good time. The Nelson Atkins Museum of Art has on display Sebastiano Ricci's painting of the marriage feast at Cana. The artist put the mother of Jesus front and center on the canvas because she prompted Jesus into action. Often we see images of Mary holding her child, a prayer book, her own heart, or a flower. But in Ricci's painting, she's holding a glass of wine, enjoying the results of her son's first miracle. Jesus' disciples were also at the wedding. They were still getting to know him. Perhaps as a young man, Jesus lured his buddies into following him more closely by bringing them along to a marriage feast he and his mother were both planning to attend. As the wine ran short, Jesus's mother grew determined. While the disciples listened in, she alerted her son. He brushed her off, but she understood the importance of celebration and the powers of her son to provide a cure for this situation. She ordered the servants to do whatever Jesus told them. They did, and the water became not just wine, but good wine. St. John next tells us this about the disciples Jesus brought to the feast. At this miracle, they began to believe in him. One of the most trusted individuals they ever met was Jesus. My brothers and sisters, we've come to another wedding feast. Among the guests here, too, is Jesus, and his disciples. Many of us are Catholics, Lutherans, and others who follow Christ. We have come to celebrate with him because we have come to trust in him. Louis and Melinda, as you begin your married life together, you bring with you many shared values that promote good health and a good time. You have both demonstrated a respect for study, a commitment to hard work, the enjoyment of relaxation, the sharing of your resources with those who have less, and profession of faith in Christ. In your partner, you have found one of the most trusted individuals you'll ever meet. On top of all this, you have received from God the inestimable gift of love. In fact, the values you share are fruits of your love. As you reflect on this gospel passage that you chose for your wedding, remember what the mother of Jesus told the servants about her son. Do whatever he tells you. He knows what medicine you need. You may always trust in him above all, Jesus Christ.